at the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mind over everything.
Welcome back to SurgeCast, the companion podcast to the Basement Surge YouTube channel. Thank you for joining me, everybody. But before we get started, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up, ring a bell, tap the plus button, tap the follow button, hit whatever button you gotta hit to get notified of fresh episodes of SurgeCast. All right, guys. So it's been a minute since I dropped an episode. We launched this podcast last week. And I say it's a minute because I started off kind of strong on this, okay? Because I dropped two episodes right off the bat. And, and I had full intention of continuing trying to do either a daily or every other day or just more often than once a week. And then me and basically the whole family came down with a stomach bug and I was out for the count. Okay. Now I don't know about you guys, but for me, stomach bugs are the worst, right? Okay. Like I would much rather have the flu, like high fever, chills, sweating, than a stomach bug, than throw it up or coming out the other end. You know, it's just, I would much rather have anything else besides a stomach bug. I think for me, like, as far as suffering goes, it's like top number one place would be mouth pain, like a toothache. And then a hot number two would be a stomach bug. Those are like my two worst things that I try to avoid like the plague. And me and the family kind of got hit last week, and it wasn't a nice house to be in. Let alone come down to the studio and record a podcast episode. But I tried to stay active on socials as best as I could. But I'm back. Okay. This past weekend, I started feeling okay this past weekend. But I sat down with a good friend of mine, Rena Friedman Watts. I'll get more into that later. And we recorded the next episode of Basement Surge. But that was really my first show back from, this plague of a disease. Yeah, stomach bugs are the worst. Let me know what you guys think. Would you rather have a stomach bug than the flu, than a regular old flu or high fever? And what are your thoughts on tooth pain? Because I think that's the worst kind of pain anybody could ever feel. I hate tooth pain. That's why I try to take care of my teeth as best as I can. But this past Monday was the eclipse. I know everybody has, everybody's been hearing about it. Everybody's been looking out for it. Everybody was probably standing in the middle of the street trying to, looking up and trying to see this thing with their special glasses. And I'm over here in Brooklyn, New York. We weren't really in the path of the totality of the eclipse. So we got, I think it was something like 88% of an eclipse. It was definitely a partial. But I loved it. I mean, I love science. I love space. I love planets. I love all that stuff. I'm kind of a space junkie. Science is my jam. So me and the family, we went outside, we were standing outside, we got one pair of glasses that we were sharing amongst the five of us. Yeah, so the five of us were sharing one pair of glasses, looking up at the sun. And I loved it. I love that kind of stuff. I thought it was so cool, but my kids, not so much. I mean, My 15-year-old daughter, she was interested in it. You know, she was watching it on TV more than she was standing outside with us, because only because I think that their cameras had the filters that, you know, they were actually showing what was happening throughout the path of the eclipse. And what was happening here was kind of lame. But nonetheless, I thought it was awesome. My 8-year-old son and my 5-year-old daughter, they were excited, but I think they were excited because we were excited, you know, so it's like, you know, and all last week, school was trying to teach them leading up to this, what was happening, you know, the moon is going between the Earth and the sun and it's covering up the sun and all that stuff. And, you know, the different phases. And so every time my son would look at the sun, at the eclipse, it feels weird to say every time my son looked at the sun, but you guys know what I mean. So every time he looked at the eclipse, he would tell us what phase it was in. And I thought that was pretty awesome. You know, his interest spanned as far as that. But he was kind of disappointed because he was like, all right, by the time it was over, he was like, all right, well, that's it. You know, like, okay, so what? you know, I do feel like he was a little disappointed. But yeah, we survived. It wasn't anything apocalyptic. I was teasing for the past couple days before the eclipse, you know, on socials about how people should go and get their bread and milk, you know, just in case the world is ending. But we survived. We survived. It was a fun day. We made a thing out of it. You know, it was totally amazing to see on TV the amount of people that turned out in other parts of the country, even here in New York, like in New York City, people going up on top of skyscrapers just to get a better view. And it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. Definitely something, definitely an event that you had to witness, I think. My wife, she wasn't impressed. She was like, meh, whatever. You know, so what? Like, I don't get what everybody's making a big deal about. So I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You know, oh man. But yeah, no, I loved it. The kids and the wife, they were like, whatever. So yeah, like I had said in the beginning, this past weekend, I sat down with Rena Friedman Watts from the Better Call Daddy show. And we had a great conversation. It was the first time she had appeared on The Basement Surge. And I honestly, you know, like a little behind the scenes note, it's like I was a little nervous to, you know, hoping that she was going to have a good time. Like, I mean, I hope all my guests have a good time, you know, but her and I have a lot in common as far as the podcasting world goes. You know, like we know our stuff, you know, marketing and, you know, and that's what we spoke about. You know, we spoke a lot about marketing. We spoke about her coming up in the business and starting out working on Jerry Springer show and then eventually moving into her podcast with her dad. It turned out to be a really good episode. I hope you guys get some info out of it, some tips and tricks, because she did drop some knowledge bombs through the episode. And I thought after the episode, after we had recorded, I had the epiphany. I was like, I should get my dad on the show to introduce her. Because on her show, she does a show with her dad, and every episode ends with her dad's words of wisdom or his point of view. And, you know, and I thought that was very unique. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have my dad introduce her on the show. And that's what I did. And it turned out really, really good. I'm very happy with it. The episode looks great. It's great quality. You know, the content is there. And I really hope you guys like it. I'm going to put some links down in the show notes to this episode for Rena's show, so you guys can go check it out. The episode where she appears on The Basement Surge is going to be dropping probably next week. So keep an eye out for that. But in the meantime, go check out her show. All the links to everything Rena does is down in the show notes, so go check it out. All right, guys. So keeping with the creator mindset here and getting the work done, I want to share a little statistic with you, because I know a lot of podcasters themselves listen to the show. I have a lot of podcasting friends. So I just wanted to share a little statistic with you. Did you know that 46% of active U.S. podcast listeners, defined as listening within the last month, prefer to watch podcasts as they listen, compared with 42% who just listen? So you know what that means? Go start your YouTube channel. That's right. I am a huge supporter of podcasts being over on YouTube. If you're doing a podcast, you should definitely be recording it on video. You should definitely have a YouTube channel, and you should definitely be doing something with it as far as promotion, dropping episodes, YouTube shorts, Instagram reels. You should definitely be doing something along those lines and just increasing your brand awareness, I think. All right, everybody. That's about it. Do me a favor. If you're not subscribed to this show, hit that plus or follow button up on the top right, and head on over to YouTube and give The Basement Surge a subscribe, a thumbs up, and ring that bell. I'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks. I love the chase and the hunt, and I set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want, and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mine.